This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass and Mitchell. It's my great pleasure to welcome on the phone Paul Scurra, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Macca. How are you?
Look, pretty good. It's been a tough couple of weeks, or tough 3 weeks for the airline industry. And look, a couple of the questions I had, one of the ones, you know, is the virus, coronavirus, is having a huge impact on airlines, both in your scheduling and in forward bookings. But one of the challenges is, how do you keep your staff and how do you keep, you know, your passengers and others safe?
So first of all, you're right, Macca, it's having a pretty significant impact on our industry. We're seeing our loads reducing, we're seeing the interest in forward bookings reduce significantly, and that is a concern for us all. We have taken all sorts of precautions, increased the focus on hygiene and safety significantly. I think it's important to point out, this is a serious virus, clearly. We are doing everything we can to make sure customers that come to us can feel safe. We have not in the world yet had a confirmed case of the transfer of coronavirus from one person to another on a plane. The airline industry, of course, connects people from city to city, and that's one of the reasons why people who might have been infected have been on planes and taken it from one destination to the other. But the hygiene practices on our planes are well known. Our staff exercise the highest degree of caution, and we make sure that the customers that fly with us can feel very safe in doing so.
Because I know that the cleaning regime is pretty rigorous, and I know that airlines have upped the benchmarks there, so that's a good thing to see. One of the things people, I think, are concerned about, Paul, is, you know, I noticed that the airlines, and Virgin included, I think you were pretty quick out of the box on this, in enabling people to change their bookings without a fee.
That's right.
And what's the reason for that?
Oh, look, I think, you know, the uncertainty around around the health issue that's in the community at the moment, the announcement of the cancellation of major events has seen the reason for people wanting to travel change. So it would be a little bit mean of airlines in particular, but all travel companies, not to exercise some form of flexibility. What we are doing is providing those people who want to come to us and change one free change. We're offering the opportunity to put it into credit so that they can defer, come back and fly with us once the virus has passed.
That's great. Sorry, Tass, you wanted to...
Yeah, Paul, it's Tass. Hello, good Tass. Morning to you. I was interested in what advice you had for travellers, and in particular international travellers. And I recognise that the government's also providing some advice, but what's the advice that Virgin Australia is providing to your customers?
So look, our best advice is for people to seek advice from the government and highest authorities and make their own decision about whether or not they feel safe to travel. It is a little more complicated than being the same situation to every destination. So we are seeing some destinations at higher risk than others. And so we're seeing the government put out advice to say that they should rethink their travel plans there and only go if it's essential. We're seeing other destinations that aren't quite as risky, where they're saying it's up to you to take all sorts of precautions to make your own decision around travelling. But if people do choose to travel, based on their own homework, then I can assure them that coming onto a Virgin aircraft, that the cleanliness standards are the highest in the world. All of the planes have HEPA filters which provide the hospital-type air, so very sterile air. And because of the recent focus on the virus, although our cleaning standards were excellent already, we've actually gone to the next level of making sure that we take extra precautions. So we will make sure people can feel safe. Every aircraft we have has sanitizer on it and are equipped with face masks. So should anybody feel any symptoms whatsoever, the most effective way to stop it spreading is to wear a face mask, and we're providing those to passengers who want them.
Is HEPA filtration a standard in all aeroplanes, or is it a unique thing to our Virgin fleet?
No, it is. It is something that comes through the manufacturers. So all aircraft have HEPA filters on them, and that's something that should give people some comfort that sitting in an aircraft is actually quite safe. And it's the casual contact, as it's called, even people who are serving people who might have it, that is considered casual contact. Health authorities are choosing not to screen people who have come in contact casually because the risk is so low, that it's people who might have been sitting for a long period of time in close proximity who are being screened. Right. But we still haven't seen any confirmation of anyone who has actually transferred it from one customer to another during a flight.
Okay. I'm sorry, can I just ask, what is a HEPA filter and what does it do?
Yes, it's a high-efficiency particulate air filter, which is a very technical term, but basically what it does is it filters out bacteria, viruses, and effectively sterilises the air as it goes through.
Cool.
Hospitals often have HEPA filters in isolation rooms. And often you'll find in infectious diseases wards, each patient room will have its own HEPA filtration system as a way of isolating bacteria.
So that would stop sort of transfer from air circulating from outside environment. But if you're sitting next to somebody, for example, who has the virus, you'd still would be at risk from
if they coughed all
infection.
Over you. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the air in the aircraft is being circulated and filtered all the time.
The transmission mode is very clearly around droplets.
Yep.
It's human body fluids and droplets.
Yeah. So, but even then, it is a higher risk. But clearly, there has not been to date any evidence or any confirmation that has occurred on a flight.
Cool. Yeah.
Paul, what's been the impact on your flights? Flights,
like in terms of your passenger loads. What's going on there?
Well, you may have seen and read the announcements we made yesterday. So we've reduced our domestic capacity by 6% versus what it was, and that's just in reaction to the drop-off in demand. In going into the first half of next year, our domestic capacity will be down 7.7%. In normal circumstances, that would be seen as being a pretty dramatic reduction in capacity, but it is being implemented to deal with the drop-off in demand we're seeing. Internationally, we've reduced our Japan flights from 7 days a week, so every day, to 3 days a week, and we'll keep a watching brief on that given what's happening every day. And our Sydney-Los Angeles flight will go from daily to 5 times a week for the short term, and again, we'll keep an eye on that. And it's possible we'll make further cuts to make sure that we bunker down and weather the impact of what is a fairly significant storm.
It's about cutting the cloth suit, isn't it, Paul? And I did note with some pleasure, you actually bought a lot of shares in the last week, which says to me that you've got a lot of faith in the airline. I think that's a very encouraging message.
Yeah, look, I think just at the simplest description of that, I'd just say it's me having some skin in the game and making sure that people feel as if the CEO is invested in making sure that this airline succeeds.
There's been a lot of talk in other media about Virgin and about Qantas, and a lot of commentary. I'm interested, give us a bit of a rundown on what your game plan is financially for Virgin to stay in the air, because the last thing we want, is another, is an airline in Australia not being around. So can you give us a bit of an idea there?
Yeah, sure. We've got a fantastic management team in place who are all making some pretty tough decisions at the moment to ensure that that is the case. So we are well positioned for weathering a challenge like this. For a long time, we've carried a high cash balance, which gives us the liquidity we need to weather storms like this. And so at the end of the half, we reported to the market that we had nearly $1.1 billion worth of cash in the bank to manage this. That was the same position, very similar position we carried into the end of February. So the actions we're taking to make sure we preserve cash by moving cost out of the business are the responsible ones, to make sure that once we weather the storm that we are the strongest possible competitor we can be.
Okay. There was one, I know, Tass, you wanted to ask a question about our community.
Yes. I mean, after all this somber talk, I was particularly, talk about coronavirus, I was particularly interested in asking you to talk to us a bit about the Pride group that that Virgin operates. It's had a presence in a number of our community festivals, and just talk to us a little bit about what it looks like and what it does.
Yeah, pardon the pun, but we are very proud of our Pride network. It's something that was launched last year, not long after I took over as CEO. The airline industry has always been a lot more accepting and diverse than other industries, and I think it should celebrate that, but there's still work to do there. And what we want to do as a company is be as inclusive and diverse as we possibly can be, that people can turn up to work feeling as if they can bring their whole self to work, no matter what your preference, no matter what your background is, and that you can celebrate that and be celebrated for it. And we, through our Pride network, are making sure that people feel embraced, feel supported, and feel comfortable that they can be their true self at work.
It's a great thing. Now, we're almost out of time, Paul. I did want to say, you're actually coming up to your one-year anniversary, aren't you, at Virgin?
I am. It feels a lot longer, though.
I bet it does. I've got a little bit of advice for you. If someone gives you a cake, just check it hasn't got a fuse on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's been a pretty tough year. You know, with the election last year, the global trade wars, and bushfires, and now coronavirus, I'm looking forward to getting through all of this and having a bit more smooth sailing, which I'm sure we will get to.
Cool. Look, I want to thank you for your time, and you know, so listeners understand, Virgin's been a long-time supporter of Joy, and Velocity Rewards are actually, you know, a sponsor of this show, very supportive, and I want to thank you for your time, Paul. I know that's, you know, it's difficult. It's on a Saturday morning. I appreciate that, and hopefully we get to talk to you again soon, and any time you want to update, you know, our community on what's going on and what Virgin's up to, you're very welcome.
Macca, thank you, and thank you, Tass.
Yep. Cheers. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Take care.
Okay. That was Paul Scurrah, CEO of Virgin Australia. I wouldn't want to, I reckon being an airline CEO would be a pretty tough gig. It'd almost be like running a big car company, because there are so many, literally, no pun intended, moving parts and intricacies. And, you know, I think back, this guy came to the job a year ago, and all the things that have happened in the economy and travel, you know, you'd almost think, I don't want to get out of bed today. Like, yeah, what's going to happen today?
It's a very difficult, turbulent industry, if you sort of, you know, excuse the use of that term, in terms of jet fuel, international, you know,
price fluctuations.
Those airlines are so buffeted by so many things outside their control. They're very, very hard businesses to run.
Well, it was Warren Buffett who famously said, do you know how you have a large portion in aviation? You start off with an even bigger one. That was his. look, thanks for coming on, Paul Scurrah. That was great.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.